afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM News at 12 hours. Today, Wednesday, the 25th of June, 2025. It's currently 18 degrees Celsius in Lusaka with a real view of 25 degrees Celsius. The headlines. Former President Lungu's requiem mass underway amidst barrier court battle. ZESCO cuts power to 5 hours daily following Mamba shutdown. And leaders gather in The Hague as NATO chief says higher spending top priority.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jempampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now the news in detail. Mourners have gathered at the Christ the King Cathedral for Requiem Mass of 6th Republican President Edgar Lungu in Johannesburg, South Africa. And former President Lungu's family, along with their lawyer Makebe Zulu, are appearing before the Pretoria High Court for a hearing on an interim injunction aimed at stopping his burial in South Africa. This follows a public interest case filed by Attorney General Mulilo Kabesha opposing the burial taking place outside Zambia. Meanwhile, Attorney General Mulilo Kabesha says the decision to oppose the burial of the late President Edgar Lungu in South Africa was not directed by President Hakainde Hichilema. Speaking on the Red Hot Breakfast Show this morning, Mr. Kabesha has emphasized that as Attorney General, it is his responsibility to act in the national interest, especially after negotiations between the government and the Lungu family failed to yield a resolution.
Honestly speaking, I didn't get instruction from the president. As Attorney General, I have to see what is good for this nation. I had to come in and see the negotiations. The president, I think he had asked the people to negotiate. There were people who went there to negotiate. The Minister of Foreign Affairs went, a delegation of former Vice President Kabindele and former Secretary to the Cabinet. They had gone and they couldn't agree. The Secretary to the Cabinet had been there too. In my wisdom, I thought, let the court also help us.
6th Republican President Edgar Lungu, 68, died in South Africa on 5th June 2025. He is expected to be buried today. The Electoral Commission of Zambia has reprinted the ballot papers for the Lumeji parliamentary by-election following an omission of one of the participating candidates' surname on the ballot papers. In a statement, ECZ Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasaro says the reprinted ballot papers will arrive in the country today at 14:30 hours aboard an Emirates flight via the Kenneth Kaunda International Airport. He said the commission took immediate remedial steps in line with the established legal provisions in order to facilitate a free and fair election. Meanwhile, Eastern Province Police Commissioner Robertson Mwemba says they are working hand-in-hand with the Department of National Parks and Wildlife to ensure security in the Lumezi by-election. Speaking when he addressed police officers before deployment, Mr. Mwemba says given that the valley part of Lumezi is prone to human-wildlife conflict, the Department of National Parks and Wildlife will play a crucial role to ensure the safety of the stakeholders.
We are going to work like bees or work like ants. The cardinal point is oneness. What is important is oneness. All the time, if you can recall, wherever I've addressed you, I talk of peace, I talk of oneness. Even in the battlefield, if there is no love, there is no peace, forget, you cannot win that battle. We have been joined by our colleagues from National Parks and Wildlife, the so-called SAW.
In more news, ZESCO has announced a reduction in power supply to residential areas to just 5 hours per day following an emergency shutdown at Mamba Energy Limited. The utility company says it has experienced a loss of 150 megawatts in available electricity, significantly impacting its supply capacity, and as a result, it has moved into stage 10 of its load management program. ZESCO says at this stage, residential customers will receive only 5 hours of electricity per day. This is according to a statement issued by ZESCO Corporate Affairs Department. Now, the Ministry of Commerce, Trade and Industry Permanent Secretary Lilian Vualia has emphasized the need for Zambia and other developing countries to align their economic, trade and regulatory policies to achieve sustainable and inclusive development. Speaking at the Cuts at 40 Dialogue Forum under the theme Aligning Economic, Trade and Regulatory Policies for Sustainable Development, Ms. Vualia has commended Cuts for its work in Zambia since 2000, noting its key role in linking consumers, policymakers and regulators. She has highlighted Cuts' evidence-based advocacy as vital in safeguarding vulnerable consumers amid ongoing trade liberalization.
Cuts on the trade and consumers together. Consumers, representatives, policymakers, and regulators discuss and debate developmental challenges through evidence-based research and policy advocacy. Through this work, Cuts consistently ensures that development remains critical and central to these discussions, including ensuring that appropriate strategies are put in place to protect consumers' well-being.
Meanwhile, Cuts Secretary General Pradeep Mehta has called for stronger collaboration between the government, civil society and the private sector to address policy gaps in light of rising inequality and shifting global trade dynamics.
It is important that we continue to support WTO, especially for small and developing, least developed countries. It is the only kind of hope where this multilateralism order can help the countries to move forward. And in fact, we have been so radical to suggest that if U.S. doesn't agree with the WTO principles which Lillian spoke about, there's a dispute settlement system in the WTO which has been at a standstill for many, many years because the U.S. has opposed the appointment of appellate body members.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The government says it has engaged telecommunications companies MTN, Airtel and Zamtel in constructing approximately 900 communication towers needed to achieve full network coverage across the country. Minister of Technology and Science Permanent Secretary Dr. Brilliant Habenzu has told Hot FM Business News that the Universal Access Fund currently supports the construction of only 6 towers per year, a rate that would take up to 30 years to achieve nationwide coverage. Dr. Habenzu said in light of this limitation, the government has gone a step further by engaging the private sector and cooperating partners to accelerate tower construction. He has revealed that the government is currently receiving about 100 million kwacha in grants to support the installation of new towers, underscoring the importance of public-private partnerships in bridging the country's digital divide.
We are budget, we continue to do this. We did an assessment, the gap analysis, and it revealed that we need about 900 towers in order to ensure that the entire country is fully covered. Now, the money that normally have to be invested at the service funds only give us about 30 towers per year as government, and it will take about 30 years, if at all, we are going to manage, before we can cover the entire country, which is actually something that is not attainable.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte has said there is no alternative to the 32 member states spending more on defense, given the threat from Russia and the broader international security situation. The leaders of the Western Defensive Alliance have gathered in The Hague, where they are set to commit to spending 5% of national output on defense and related infrastructure. German Chancellor Friedrich Merz has described the meeting as historic. The BBC has more on other stories.
The U.S. Middle East envoy, Steve Witkoff, says he's confident there'll be a comprehensive peace deal with Iran following its ceasefire with Israel.